A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Friday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7.
The people had gathered in their thousands, so that they were treading on one another. And Jesus began to speak, first of all, to his disciples, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Everything that is now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. For this reason, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in hidden places will be proclaimed on the housetops. To you, my friends, I say, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. I will tell you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Can you not buy 5 sparrows for 2 pennies? And yet not one is forgotten in God's sight. Why, every hair on your head has been counted. There is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. The people had gathered in their thousands so that they were treading on one another. And Jesus began to speak, first of all, to his disciples. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Everything that is now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. For this reason, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in hidden places will be proclaimed on the housetops. To you, my friends, I say, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. I will tell you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Can you buy 5 sparrows for 2 pennies? And yet not one is forgotten in God's sight. Why, every hair on your head has been counted. There is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. The people had gathered in their thousands, so that they were treading on one another. And Jesus began to speak, first of all to his disciples. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Everything that is now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. For this reason, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in hidden places will be proclaimed on the housetops. To you, my friends, I say, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. I will tell you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Can you not buy 5 sparrows for 2 pennies? And yet not one is forgotten in God's sight. Why, every hair on your head has been counted. There is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.